Hi, Nolan Johnson here for iConnect 007. We're speaking here with Michael Carano and John Johnson. Michael Carano is Vice President of Technology at RBP Chemical Technology, and John Johnson is VP of Application Engineering for Averitech. Gentlemen, thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Averitech and RBP have partnered to distribute some chemistries related to Averitech's ASAP process. For those who aren't familiar, what is ASAP technology? And we're talking here in response to a press release that you just recently released on this subject. What is the ASAP technology?
Well, Nolan, the Averitech semi-additive process is really a technology set that allows for printed wiring board manufacturers to break through this 3 mil line and space barrier. And it allows them to get down to 1 mil lines or even less. And all that can be done with a pretty minimal capital investment. And really the process integrates very well into the existing processes. So it's really a way to get down those lower levels that have been very, very hard for our industry to get to using standard subtractive technologies.
Mike, the Averitech ASAP process, according to the press release, and provides an option that significantly changes the technology curve of fabrication. How do you think this is going to benefit your customers and the industry as a whole?
Well, Nolan, let's look at it from several aspects, because that's an excellent question. Think about the industry in general and where it needs to go. First of all, what drives bare board designs? It's the semiconductor technology. It's putting, you know, more angels dancing on the head of a pin, which means the functionality of those chips and those semiconductors must continually do more and more for today's and the next wave of new technology, whether it's the Internet of Things, 77 gigahertz and beyond, you know, all the new, you know, smart factory, CFX4, all of those things are going to require higher technology, higher speeds, lower lower issues in general for the circuit board fabrication process. The circuit board then needs to have finer lines and spaces, you know, because you got to be able to put more density on a circuit board. So because you can't have a circuit board that's, you know, 40 inches long by 50 inches long, it's got to be smaller. And basically, it's about wiring density to support the functioning of the chips, the BGAs. Wiring density is achieved generally in two ways, right? You increase the number of layers, or you have finer lines and spaces. Now, obviously, from a fabrication standpoint, if you could reduce the line widths and spaces somewhere below 3 mil and get it down to 2 mils, then that opens up a whole new world of technology for the industry, including the chip packaging side. You know, and that's where I see this as being very exciting. And the most important thing, too, is yields. So you're competing basically in this business today on yields and on technology. The technology curve, as we all know, you keep jumping the technology curve. What typically happens is yields can go down unless you have the right equipment, right processes in space. I see this, the ASAP process from Averitech meeting that need and going beyond the future. So you, instead of messing around with 1/8 ounce copper foils to get fine lines and spaces, or even, and then worrying about adhesion or trying to build up films and hoping you get metallization adhesion, which is a challenge. We can talk about that for 3 days, but we're not. The process of Averitech is going to allow you to bridge that gap. It'll make you, as I always like the term, jump the technology curve and jump it significantly.
That certainly does open things up for the industry. Absolutely. John, RBP Chemicals got a nice, strong reputation. What drew Averitech to RBP for this distribution?
Prior to joining Averitech, I had been a customer of RBP for many, many years. And over that time, I had experienced, you know, what they could do. Very consistent quality service, great service, and competitive pricing. And, you know, really, Averitech, we're not about manufacturing. They're about developing technology and focusing on innovation for our customers. So when it came to actually commercially providing these chemistries to the marketplace, we were looking for someone to partner up with to be able to supply them. And RBP was a top choice in my mind because of that past experience. We couldn't pick a better partner. And they're located in the Midwest. And so it makes it pretty centrally located for customers here, and they also have coverage around the world. So it really was a good fit for us.
John is right on. And one of the things about RVP is we are a technology provider, and we're also world-class manufacturing. It's done here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The company has been in business since 1954 and has had two owners. That's it. Mark Cannenberg is the current owner of RVP. He bought the company many years ago. He has been guiding RVP for many, many years. And we continue to serve the industry. As John said, we focus on quality. We focus on being our customers' trusted source. As I said, we have a world-class manufacturing operation, so we can blend products for other companies who might need something that we're not competing with, which we're not in this case. We're just supporting Avaritech. We continue to support Avaritech in their MSAT process because it's an exciting technology. And we've got that type of control in place, and that's going to give their customers, Avaritech's customers, very consistent quality. And that's really what, at the end of the day, they're going to be consistent. They're going to have technical support as needed from a world-class group of scientists and chemists and manufacturing professionals at our facility in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Gentlemen, thank you for taking the time to talk a little bit more deeply about this announcement. Your time is very much appreciated.
Well, you're welcome. We appreciate the opportunity, Nolan. Thank you again and thanks iConnect PCB 007 for the continued coverage. It's very much appreciated.
Absolutely. Our pleasure. For iConnect 007, this is Nolan Johnson, and I've been talking with Michael Carano and John Johnson. Thanks for listening.